Two decades to the day, Victoria Police has finally apologised for the raid on a gay club in Melbourne in which more than 450 patrons were strip-searched during a questionable drug search. The apology was delivered last night at a meeting of police and members of Victoria's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. Alison Caldwell reports.
It's known as the Tasty Raid, the night in August 1994 when police stormed the Tasty nightclub in Flinders Lane in inner-city Melbourne and subjected over 450 patrons to a terrifying and humiliating strip search. This is what one patron told ABC TV News after the raid.
Then he said, strip off, and I thought he was joking at first. So I stripped off to my boxer shorts and I said, do I have to take these off as well? And he said, no, just drop them, turn around and touch your toes.
Lawyer and former Melbourne Deputy Lord Mayor Gary Singer was there on the night.
It was a horrific experience, and what happened was suddenly the lights came on and there were a large number of police entered the club with dogs and told everyone to put their hands up against the wall and stand against the wall and put your hands on your head. And we were left standing there for ages. We didn't understand what was happening, and then we were told that we wouldn't be allowed to leave without being searched. What they did was they strip searched five or six people at once, bend over, and they shone a torch into your nether region. You had to give your identity and then you were permitted to go. The repercussions for a lot of the people who were there were horrendous. There were people, there's one guy who told me he got hate mail from his own mother because she didn't know he was gay. There were people from a small town in Tasmania who didn't know their son was gay, and suddenly his face was all over the media. And this family had massive problems in their small town in Tasmania.
20 years later, Victoria Police has apologised to the people who were there at the Tasty nightclub and to members of Victoria's LGBTI community. Some of the officers who were involved in the raid are still in the police force. Speaking to gay and lesbian radio station Joy 94.9 this morning, Victoria Police Acting Chief Commissioner Lucinda Nolan says those officers support the apology.
The sins of the past need to be addressed if we really want to make it a very strong relationship. They've all been spoken to about this, and they are so highly and overwhelmingly supportive of the apology that we've given. So I think that's a reflection on how different Victoria Police was 20 years ago, including the people that were actually involved.
A successful class action by about 250 patrons for false imprisonment and assault cost Victoria Police $6 million. Gary Singer led the class action. He was one of the first to receive the apology at the function in Melbourne last night. He says it was genuine.
I'm very excited by the apology because it takes a big person to make an apology. And last night was a culmination where they said, well, hang a minute, we've done the wrong thing. We need to apologise to these people.
You believe there's real true change happening?
I do, and I was very heartened by the words of the acting commissioner. I thought, yes, we can see the future. We can see change.
Corey Erlam is the co-convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. He says the police force is changing for the better.
They've introduced the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer program, which is now going strong. Every single recruit that goes through the police academy meets with a transgender person, with a gay and lesbian person, has a few minutes to talk to them, ask questions they may not know. And we're finding that's a really effective strategy for police to feel comfortable to engage with people as who they are, rather than treating them all as a cardboard cutout of what a member of society should be.
Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby co-convener Corey Erlam, ending Alison Caldwell's report.